I, a college graduate, stare at the first page, problem 6 of my son's 5th grade math homework, pissed off. If x is 1, y is 2. If x is 2, y is 6. If x is 3, y is 12. Write the xy equation, it demands. My 5th grader and I take about 15 minutes trying to discern a pattern. He gets it before I do. I'm relieved. Maybe homework, if we're real lucky, won't last beyond 9:30 tonight. Dad, 1 times 1 plus 1 is 2. 2 times 2 plus 2 is 6. You're right, I say, so it's x squared plus x equals y. I don't tell my elementary schooler he's created a second-degree polynomial equation, or that when I was a kid, algebra wasn't truly broached until freshman year of high school, or that I think it's pure nuts to push young public school kids this hard and fast. Using a private tutor, mom, and dad, our 11-year-old spends between 2 and 4 hours on homework each weeknight. Thank goodness math is his strong suit. Language arts and history, however, are the boulders he has trouble lifting, where the weight of all the home assignments sometimes crushes him to tears, where parents step in to shoulder a portion of the overload. My wife helped on his computer-generated PowerPoint presentation on Alaska. She worked half the night formatting the pictures on the Mac. She smiled when our son got an A. I'm sure other conscientious parents received similar scores. There's truth to the new bumper sticker making rounds on the family minivans. It reads, "Mom is an honor student at my elementary school." One more math equation remains unfinished before bedtime. 3 times n divided by 2 plus 1 and 1/8 equals 4 and 5/8. Solve for n. For a crazy moment, I consider struggling to show him a couple fundamental laws of algebra. Instead, I solve it myself, have him write down the number, and brush his teeth. With a perspective, this is John Dorrance.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.